Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by a Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and He sustains all things by His powerful word. When He had made purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels, as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say,
"You are my Son, today I have begotten you"?
Or again,
"I will be His Father, and He will be my Son"?
And again, when He brings the firstborn into the world, He says,
"Let all God's angels worship Him."
Of the angels, He says,
"He makes His angels winds and His servants flames of fire."
But of the Son, He says,
"Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of Your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, Your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions."
And,
"In the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like clothing. Like a cloak you will roll them up, and like clothing they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never end."
But to which of the angels has He ever said,
"Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"?
Are not all angels spirits in the divine service, sent to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation?